to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. That's right, Friday, baby. Friday episode of the J Train Podcast. Send your emails. Send those emails. Send your emails. We will discuss your live info. Come on. Last chance. Tell a friend. Last chance. Make it your story. Tag a bitch tonight. Tell a friend, a coworker, a brother. We're in Feather Nation Studios. The crowd is hot on a Friday, and so are you. You look great. You feel great. Tell a friend, tell a coworker, Feather My Nuts. Woo! Good to be back. J Train Podcast every Tuesday and Friday. Listen, people, Feather Nation Studios is here. Capacity crowd, Shelby on the ones and twos.
J Train Podcast, where the laughs don't stop.
Never stop, baby. Shelby Potter here. You're a wizard, Shelby. That's what a still, revelation.
Still the name.
Listen, man.
Days later.
The buzz is alive. I mean, my God. Shelby Potter Royston. Holy shit.
That's what's on the ID.
SPR. Mm-hmm. I never would have saw it coming. So pumped to be here with you, Shelby. Very excited. Listen, some announcement before we get going.
Hello.
JaredFreed.com. JaredFreed.com. Huntsville, Alabama. November 29th and 30th. Then we're doing the UUP West Coast Tour. I'm going all over this great nation. L.A.
Where the ladies at?
We're looking for you. L.A., that show's selling like hotcakes, okay? And that doesn't happen in L.A. La La Land, they don't buy before. They get there and they go, oh, there's a show here? Even though they knew the show was coming. They're a bunch of fakes.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't faking for this.
What do you have? I was working on my pilot.
Yeah. No. They're buying early, so you better get involved with L.A. Coming there on December 3rd. December 4th, we're in San Francisco. The 5th, we're going to be in, I think the 5th, is that, that's Portland. Then we're in Seattle. Then Vancouver, Phoenix, Austin, Dallas, Houston. So all those cities. Get your crew involved. If you're sitting there and you don't have a ticket in hand, you're wrong. Then Springfield, Mass., December 26th through 28th. Naples, Florida, that is January 2nd through 5th. Salt Lake City, yeah. Yeah, that's right, Mormons. Storming Mormons, we're coming to Salt Lake. Gonna come sit on the lake, go out, get a tan. So come on out, Salt Lake City, Wise Guys Comedy Club, and then I'll be coming, you know, all over this great nation of ours. I'm very excited about today's guest, an OKP, original key player. He's back. He's fantastic. It's been so long. I can't believe I'm almost embarrassed it's taken so long. Doug Smith, thank you for coming on.
Hey. Good to be back.
Great to have you, man. How have you been?
I mean, good, man. I'm mesmerized by those pipes you got.
That's
Move
right.
Move over, Donna Summer. Holy
That's
shit.
That's me. I the Prince of Pipes.
Summer of Sam all over again.
That's right. We know how to
Let's
do it.
Let's kill some people in this blackout.
We want to get people going on a Friday. This ain't NPR. This is this is J Train Radio at its finest. Doug Smith, fantastic comic, hilarious. At Who Doug Smith on Instagram. Go follow, go support. It's up on my Instagram right now as you're listening. He's got an album coming out, Barely Regal. Barely Regal. What is the meaning? Do we have is that a key joke to the whole thing?
You know, it's kind of a play on Barely Legal. It's kind of a sexy album cover.
Okay.
Although somebody pointed out it sounds like an Asian person saying, barely legal.
Okay,
so you know, get a little racism, yeah, and
all right, we're not looking to get canceled here, Doug. Starting real high and tight. Okay, yeah. Barely Regal. It's on pre-order November 26th, and then it comes out December 3rd.
Shelby's locked out.
Locked out. I want you all, listen, we've done the album thing with me. We want you guys to get involved with Doug Smith's album because he's fantastic and hilarious. I want you guys to go follow him now because I know, here's the thing. We're putting out this episode before like it's, all this stuff is live. So go follow Doug on Instagram at WhoDougSmith. The album's going to be called Barely Regal. Pre-order the 26th and then December 3rd. What's been going on? You have, listen, it's been so long since you've been on. I think you, like Aaron Berg was on last episode. I was like, I think he was single when we talked. He's got a wife and kid.
Yeah.
You're married.
People move fast.
You got a kid.
4-year-old. He's a grown ass man.
4 years old.
Yeah.
Very cute kid. I see him on Instagram all the time.
Yeah.
It's
cute kid.
How's it been going? What's going
on? It's great, man. He's, you know, I was stay at home dad for the last 2 years, you know, with him every day in, day out, which
is
great.
What's it like to be a stay at home dad?
It's a very lonely existence.
Is it?
You're just starved for adult conversation.
That's what all the moms say.
Yeah.
It makes
you dumber because you're functioning on the level of a toddler all day.
So, I mean, you can't read a book? Like, you can't have the news on while he's running around? No, that's not possible. You have to have, like, cartoons.
He's impeachment proceedings. Kids love them. the insipid shit that kids watch just make you dumber.
It's just, Baby Shark all day long.
And, you know, you're pointing out, you know, you're trying to teach them kids stuff. So you're, like, pointing out construction equipment. And then when you're, like, with your adult friends, you're still pointing out construction equipment. Because that's just the mode you're in, you know?
Yeah,
I'll be with the boys out on the town, be like, whoa, bulldozer, crane truck.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And then I was like, don't you want to get a beer? Is there any, like, are you at the park with the moms? Like,
oh, yeah.
How does that dynamic
There's
work?
There's no, like, moms, though. It's all nanny cliques.
So it's I'm you like and the nanny?
Few, yeah, yeah. I'm tight with a bunch of nannies. Just
how
chilling
do you
with
guys
Jamaican
convert?
Ladies
like,
all day.
What's that conversation like?
My patois is down pot, mon. See? Slip right into it. Down pot, mon.
I mean, they're all from Jamaica? Is that?
Pretty much.
Really?
Well, the islands, you know, not to be too.
Well, I mean, this is an interesting thing. I reference this article a lot on the podcast because I just think it's so interesting for this, the timing, the day and age. There was an article written about these Upper East Side moms on Instagram, but they never show their nannies on Instagram. I bring this up all the time because I just think what's interesting to me is the intersection of money and how people feel they're allowed to look like they have money.
Yeah.
And this whole article was like, where are the nannies? Like, they're on these huge trips and they're not, they claim they're a part of the family.
Right.
And then they're not in any of the Instagram pictures. And then, like, they asked the women, they're like, well, basically the whole article was basically saying that these women don't want to be out of the conversation.
Right.
Because someone, if they're online spewing about, you know, the school system sucks, someone could write back, you have a nanny, you don't understand.
Sure.
And do you have that? Is there any of that feeling? Do you ever?
Well, yeah, the people want to have that. It's a classic case of have your cake and eat it too. They want to have the nanny,
yeah,
but they don't want anybody to know that the nanny is doing all the work. They want to be able to take the credit for raising the kid, even though they're not raising their own fucking kid.
And
nobody
you
raises
see,
their
but
own
you're
kid.
Watching. You have a front row seat for this because you're raising the kid.
Yeah.
And you're the stay-at-home Papa Bear.
Right.
And then you look, and then do you see, like, the moms swoop in and, like, let's get a picture of us coming home from school. And they're like, get out of here, Doris. Yeah. Like,
I've definitely seen kids gravitate more to the nanny than the mom, which is incredibly sad.
The music starts playing. Yeah. I'm home. What's this music on? Yeah. What are you doing?
Get off the steel drum and do your homework.
Yeah. What have you been teaching them all day? I don't know. I'm trying to be a mom. This is what moms do.
Put down the Bob Marley spliff and clean your room.
So, like, do you see that happening in front of you? Are you like...
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, man, to go to the playground and there's just no... white adults. It's just a sea of white kids, and then just a bench full of, there's like nanny cliques too. So they all like
know
each other,
and
they're gossiping.
Like, how do you talk? You know, how do you work it? Do they look at you and go, well, he's not one of the white women, so we like him? Like,
yeah. They respect me. They respect. Really? Yeah. They respect me.
I don't know how this conversation is coming off to the listeners, but I think it's so interesting.
It's like prison yard rules. You got to pick the biggest nanny, kick the shit out of him on the first day.
Who wants some?
And then you're top dog.
Yeah. I'm the baby shark. Yeah. That's so funny to me. Where are you living?
Park Slope.
So
South
Park Slope.
Slope
is like the epicenter of like yuppie parents.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm definitely in the minority.
So you come home to your wife and you're like, do you tell her like, yeah, that's the mom not really doing it? Like, do you?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, because she has to feel a certain way not being, you know, when the roles are reversed,
right.
She must have some sort of guilt, which I don't think is deserved.
Right.
But I could understand how she would feel that way, where she's like, and then you're like, don't worry, nobody's doing shit.
Yeah, yeah. No one even knows their own kid's middle name, you know?
Shelby's middle name is Potter.
What is it? Potter.
Isn't that crazy?
That's cute.
Sorry,
you're young. Is this a Harry Potter? Is this like a...
I'm not as young as you'd think.
I'm not.
Shelby's
not.
82.
Yeah?
It's crazy.
Look great.
We're gonna do some emails. Wonders. Let's do some emails. I'm very excited to have Doug Smith here, an old friend, hilarious at Who Doug Smith, the stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, man. Yeah, my wife does have a certain level of guilt, but we still like. She only works 3 days a week, so we see our kid way more
Who's
than
working?
Most parents.
Who's what? No wonder there's no nanny. No one goes to work.
Who can afford it? Who can afford the nanny? Somebody should be raising the kid. He should not be home by himself, but I mean, that's just the breaks.
There's a comic I used to see at open mics who did a joke about the Jamaican nannies with the white kids, and then the kid looking up at the nanny going, like speaking like the nanny. It just always was so funny to me.
Rude boy.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like I call this podcast... a podcast for uncomfortable conversations had comfortably. I do believe that. Like, somewhat, like, this is one of those things. Like, do you ever talk to the nannies and go, like,
oh,
what
yeah,
they
I
think
get,
about
I get the,
this?
I get the dirt on them. I'm like, what are the parents like? What are they treat you well?
And what do they say? What does it range from? Like, are like some of them living, you know, are they like, fucking, this is great? I remember one time, I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast before, but I remember. We were in, I was like 23, and it was we just spent a weekend at the Jersey Shore. So I was in this full car full of all like five people, all college friends, and my buddy's driving, and we go to pull off in New Jersey at a gas station. In New Jersey, you're not allowed to pump your own gas. So there's a guy, you know this, right? So there's a guy, so we're in line, like summertime, come home from the beach traffic. So we're in line at the rest stop waiting to get gas. And we're in the car and we're like, man, what a fucking awful job that is. We're like, oh, can you imagine in the middle of summer just sitting out here fucking pumping gas? How awful it is. We're five of us sitting in the car just talking about how this person's life must fucking suck. And then we get to the front. I'll never forget this. My friend in the front goes, hey, man, how you doing? And like he goes, what do you want? He goes, regular, fill it up. And then he's sitting there. He goes, how you doing, man? After we had just spent like 10 minutes of having a group decision that their guy's life suck. And he goes, how am I doing? I'm fucking great. This is the best job in the entire world. He goes, I sit here. I got my headphones in. They pay me amazing.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, I get overtime all the time. And he's like, it was almost like we wrote the script. He's going on. He's like, no one really on my back. I'm outside. Like, he goes over like 30 reasons why this is the best job he's ever had in
That's
his entire life.
Me in college.
Was this what you did?
In the summer, like, I was like... You're Pennsylvania. You went to school in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
The Giant Eagle.
Oh, the
Get Go.
Yeah, the rest stop.
I just had like, it was like a car wash, but we just sprayed them, and then they'd go through like automatic, and then I'd just be like hanging out outside.
Yeah.
And like it was like a small one. I'd run the register. Wasn't that busy.
And you're sitting there going, this is the best job ever.
I look back and not my job is pretty very easy right now, but I'm still like, man, like no pressure. There's no bills then. Yeah. Nothing.
It's so weird how perspective changes everything. Like, and I remember we drove away. I remember we pulled away from
after you all filled out applications.
After we all spent the whole summer, we actually worked at the fucking, you know, Flying J. So I remember we pulled away. As we're pulling, the car is completely silent. All of our mouths just dropped, and we're like, "Wow, we fucking time to eat crow." Like we're wrong. Yeah. We're so looking at this from the wrong perspective. And I would imagine some of these women that are nannying must look at you and go, this is fucking great.
Yeah,
like sure. I'm living good. A lot of
them are on a salary. They either live with the family, they have a room in the house, or they kind of subsidize their rent wherever they live. And yeah, it's pretty cushy for most of them.
What about the ones that are not cushy? Let's do our own expose.
Oh yeah, you get some dirt on some people. You know, like the parents nickel and diming them, or wanting them to go on vacation, but not paying them any extra, not paying them overtime
to go on the vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
See, this is unbelievable. You should be writing a book.
I know, right?
This is
outing all these fucking half-ass
parents. Well, you know what
parents.
It is?
Kids are an accessory in Park Slope now. Everybody thinks you got to have one, but then they don't want to deal with them.
Like, well, I guess if you have so much money, kids can be an accessory. Like, to me, a kid like changes life so much that I'm like, that doesn't ring any truth to me. How are they putting, like, what about when they're 18? Like, I don't know. So, well, we're happy to have you here, Doug. We're going to answer some emails at WhoDougSmith, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. Speaking about paying bills.
Love them.
A new sponsor alert, okay? No Emmy. No Emmy, okay? Let's read this together. Shopping for fine jewelry can be more than a little bit overwhelming. It can be hard to find the gorgeous place that perfectly complements your style. And it can be even harder to know whether you're getting the best value for the price, especially considering the fact that most jewelry retailers mark up price by 500 to 1,000%. Noemi believes that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. Okay, so listen to me. I got one for my girlfriend. I got her a ring. She loved it. She went fucking crazy. This is a great gift to yourself or to a friend or to your loved one, your mom. It's the only fine jewelry company that can offer you incredible quality and sustainability at this price. They cut out the middlemen. They know me designs and manufactures everything in-house, so they don't sell directly to consumers, and you get the finest quality jewelry and save an average of 50% compared to other luxury brands. So, listen, you don't have to know a guy to get these prices. You know me. You know J-Train, the Jew of jewels, okay? Noemi is great. I gave it to my girlfriend. She lit up, okay? It was unreal. What a response. I could go through the site. I didn't feel like an idiot. It wasn't hard to go through. So if you're looking for the finest quality jewelry for a luxury brand you can trust, look no further. Go to HelloNoemi.com/JTrain. to see their collection and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code JTRAIN. That's an even better deal on top of spending a fraction of what you normally pay for luxury brands. Go to Hello, H-E-L-L-O, Noemi, Noemi.com/JTRAIN. Now, if you want that website, it's in the description of the episode. So HelloNoemi.com/JTrain. Use promo code JTrain to get $50 off your first purchase. Let's do some emails. You ready?
Let's do it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Are guys ever allowed to buy another girl a swimsuit?
Ooh, definitely not. That's an insane move.
I
buy another girl
what
a swimsuit?
What is this bullshit about?
So my fiance...
You buy any girl anything that's... kind of a strange move.
I think you're right.
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I don't...
Get out of here.
So listen to how this starts. My fiance's ex-girlfriend's cousin.
Fiancés. Who's writing this email? A guy?
No, a woman.
A woman? Okay.
It's been a while for you on this podcast. We get all women emails now.
It's all women. Okay.
Like 99%. The ladies are here.
So the fiancé's
ex-girlfriend's cousin. So fiancé's ex-girlfriend, her cousin.
Yep.
Let's call her Mary. Lives in Salt Lake City. I'll be there in January. He travels for work and was there a few months ago. Okay. Him and Mary went to dinner and he never told me about it. This is juicy.
Yeah.
You're looking at me like this is already wrong. I mean, going to the cousin of the ex's.
Yeah, that's such a strange relationship to maintain.
Also, I found out because he Snapchatted me a picture of his sushi dinner and it looked off and like someone else was there with him. Oh, God, this guy's fucking clunky.
It looked off.
I knew she lived there and they always tried to meet up while he was in town. So I creeped on her Instagram. She had some sushi and calamari on her stories. So it was easy to put the two together. Wow, this is the Sherlock Holmes.
There was a lady-sized bite taken out of his shrimp shumai.
When he got home and I bugged him about the dinner, he finally came clean and told me they met up. I was mad at him, and he kept telling me I had no right to be upset about it since they are just friends, quote unquote. Didn't believe he just looked at her as a friend, and from everything you've said on your podcast, he wasn't trying to be nice, a nice guy and go to dinner with her. He wanted something more. This is her fiance.
Yeah.
Imagine him coming through the door and she's like sitting there with the lights off. And like, how was the shimi, Michael?
Did you enjoy the edamame?
You were going to take me to Nobu, Michael.
Fast forward a couple months and her birthday month, we get a swimsuit on our doorstep addressed to her from Nordstrom's. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah, he really is.
I get pissed, and his excuse was...
Oh, hell no!
That's her opening the door, seeing the name on it. Oh, hell no!
Oh, hell
okay,
no!
Ready? Hey, knock, knock. It's FedEx. Oh, what's this?
Oh, hell no!
Oh, man. I hope he's like, I got to tell you something. It's for me.
Saying you cross-dress is a better option than, that girl I went for dinner with that we're just friends, this is for her.
The lie detector test determined.
You have a similar body type, so I wanted you to try it on first.
Like, that's the only way to get out of that is to go, I wear women's bathing suits around the house when you're not home. Don't judge me. You could get away with that in Park Slope.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'd be like, they throw you a parade.
Oh, yeah. you don't like my lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I would play it right away. That's how I'm playing it. Okay,
be so a hit with the nannies. This how you dress in the islands.
I would love to be a fly on the wall at those nanny conversations. Just like, oh... Mr. Bloomberg.
They come from definitely tougher upbringings, a lot of them too. So some of them get so impatient with the kids. They'll be like, I've been in like art classes with them. They're like, Theo, you're using the crayons wrong. Quit peeling the paper off the crayons. You can't mix the colors, man. It's great. It's like, take it easy.
I mean, they must look at these kids and be like, they must think they're such fucking pussies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Stop running around your beef patty getting cold.
All right, we got to stop.
Patty getting
this
cold.
This is hilarious. Listen, I'm not beyond that. Like, I grew up with, like, you know, babysitters and stuff like that. Like, I remember growing up, I had a woman named Ruth from Barbados who was, like, a part of my family, like, she must have looked at
you
me.
You probably
and
love
like,
her more than your mom, right?
There was a point in my life when Ruth left.
Yeah,
my brother was like, it was taking a mom away from him.
Yeah,
I'm fine. Sure. I was a little older, but he was like, "Wait, mom's gone."
Yeah,
and then my mom was like, "I'm right here. What the fuck?" Yeah. So I understand the relationship. I understand like we loved her, and you know, we'll have conversation with my family. Like, what happened? What do you think happened? You know, like, but then there's this thing of like, I think of. Looking at me from their perspective, I'm like, they must have been like, fuck this kid.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be some of that.
Little Lord Fauntleroy bitch.
So let's go back to the email. I fast forward a couple months and it's her birthday month. The fact that she knows this is crazy. We get a swimsuit on our doorstep addressed to her from Nordstrom's. He even went high end with Nordstrom's. I get pissed and his excuse was it was payback for the dinner. As good as the excuse can get.
Let me tell you about Venmo.
He claims he forgot his wallet, so he paid her back with swimsuits. He says sorry and didn't think anything of it when she asked him to buy her swimsuits. Yes, she has Venmo, and yes, they were friends on Venmo. I looked through their text messages, and she never sent any links, but he claims he sent pictures through Snapchat. I know he had a thing for her a few months before we started dating, but because she is his ex-girlfriend's cousin, it didn't seem to work out for them. So my questions are, this is the fiance.
This guy's a knob and a half.
He cares very little about getting away with cheating.
Yeah.
You know, like at a certain point, you have to be like, if you're going to cheat, there's some respect in cheating. Like, it's almost like the Italian guma, you know, like, where they're like, no, we don't talk about her. You know what I mean? At least I can empathize with that. There's very little, like, this guy doesn't even seem to care about the relationship.
And I'm sure he's not having sex with her. I guarantee you he's not even smooth enough to be having sex with her.
With who?
With the cousin that he's buying bathing suits for.
Oh, you think, that's interesting. Like, you think this is like, he's still pursuing her while failing at it.
Yeah, yeah.
She writes, why would a guy buy another girl a swimsuit? Side note, I've looked through his phone. I know Jared, not cool on my part. But at this point, it is cool on your part. You have reason to get a little fucking suspicious.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
And he has like 15 to 20 pictures of her from Facebook in a swimsuit and seductive dresses. I'm sorry. Why would he ask me to marry him but have pictures on his phone of other girls he knows in real life in swimsuits or boobs hanging out? Why do guys talk to girls even after you tell them how you're not okay with it? Is that being controlling, telling me can't talk to her? Side note, he told me I was being jealous and insecure. Yeah, would you love your perspective on all I've got? Because all I've gotten is the girls and isn't helpful at all. Sincerely, not one of the swimsuit pictures on his phone. I want to say a few things.
And not even from Nordstrom Rack. This is regular Nordstrom.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
I want to thank her for trusting this podcast because your email is fantastic.
Yeah.
It is funny to us, not to you. But also, there's someone else out there like that's...
Good email alert.
Yeah. There's someone else out there that's at some level of this crime. So, like, what she's writing in from the end, and I'm going to hit her with some truths in a second, but I'm saying this is the part where you look back and you go, A, B, C, and D happened. Someone might be at A. Like, oh,
yeah.
You're attracted to someone's cousin. You keep texting with this cousin of your ex. Like, someone's in that position, and then they hear this email, and they go, this is where it could go.
Right.
What do you think? You're married. Is there, I mean, how do you,
I'm not the game would it, for a long
why
time.
Would another guy have, buy another girl? Have you ever bought another
dude,
girl?
Dude, the weird thing is, I don't even see my fucking own cousins more than once every 10 years. Yeah. This guy is maintaining a relationship with his ex's cousin.
Well, that to me is the answer to everything.
Yeah.
This guy was dating someone and then found a way to reach out to the cousin of that someone in such a way that they are now on a level where they could get dinner together.
Right.
So that means he made that all happen. They didn't just meet the cousin and become friends. He pursued that relationship. He pursued it dishonestly with his ex, and now he's pursuing it dishonestly with you.
Yeah.
And because he lives far away, he can rationalize it by going, hey, when I go to Salt Lake, I'll try and fuck her.
Right. Oh, this was in Salt Lake?
This was in Salt Lake. And like, honestly,
Salt Lake sushi.
Honestly, I don't even think that he had business in Salt Lake.
Yeah. Do you think maybe he's using the cousin as a portal to get back with the ex?
No.
You think it's purely he's into the cousin?
He has pictures of her in a bathing suit on his phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. and no pictures of his actual fiance.
Well, that makes sense to me. I know she's holding on. This is what women do a lot of times. They'll hold on to one fact that other girls will get mad at.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. This isn't the issue at all. Like, they'll be like, and he has no pictures of me. And it's like, we didn't need that.
Yeah.
You know, we just needed.
He did. You made them delete them because you're so fucking insecure with your own horrible swimsuit body.
What do you think she should do? I think you got to end the engagement.
Yeah. Or she should just, you know.
What makes this harder is that they're engaged, and I know that makes it like more important and the advice harder to give because you're like, I don't want to change your life. But like, if someone was dating someone acting like this, I'd be like, it's over. You need to get away. He's not holding up to your standard. Like, do you want to be this investigator the rest of your life?
Yeah, she did do some good sleuthing. I gotta give it to her.
The sushi sleuth.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I just picture in a fucking trench coat and a McGruff the Crime Dog hat.
Yeah.
Scrolling through his phone. Yeah,
if she had a Jamaican nanny, she would not. She'd be like, you got to leave the guy. Yeah, like she'd be out. There would be some nanny looking at her going, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Bumba clot.
Yeah.
No good bumba clot. Yeah, how do we not have a word?
What's bumba clot?
Bumba clot is like menstrual blood.
They have a word for it.
Batiman.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know. Well, do you have any advice for this girl? Do you think they should break up?
I mean, he sounds like a complete, like I said, he sounds like a complete knob. He's not, it's a very strange scenario that he's pursuing a relationship with his cousin. He's not a good, if he is lying, he's not a good liar. And there was no apology in any of this either, right?
Exactly. Here's the other problem. He never owns up to taking the loss.
Yeah.
He could look at you and go, you know what? I love you. I also am fetishizing this girl that I obviously have a thing for.
Yeah.
I hate that I do, and I hate that I pursued it, but I've seen the error of my ways, and I love you more than I love the sexualized version of this woman that I've built up in my head.
Yeah.
Like, that's him willing to lose you to be honest and move forward with you.
Right.
If he gives that explanation. Right now, he's like, no. He's trying to keep the Ponzi scheme going.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's cute, too. Like, I could see a little picture in her thing. I don't know. It's very sad.
He could even say, like, I love you so much. I'm so attracted to you. I just wish you had more confidence in your body the way this girl. I'd like to be buying you swimsuits.
How'd you get to the confidence of her body? You he never said that. I don't think. You just assume
she's just taking a left turn.
Yeah.
Because
Doug gets into a rant telling his wife to be more confident. I'm just saying, like, why would a guy buy another girl a swimsuit? Here's the thing. This is a sexualized relationship that he's trying to keep up behind the scenes.
Right.
And that's why. You have to end it. I normally will give, like, a lot of empathy to the cheater, but he's not even owning up to it. It's over. You got to end it. And I know that's easier advice to give than it is to take, but he went to Salt Lake City to meet with this girl.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's dumb enough to fucking get a swimsuit delivered to you by accident, he's dumb enough to go to another city to meet a girl who won't fuck him.
Yeah. She should break up with him just based on his intelligence quota alone.
Yeah.
So the package was addressed to his house. Yeah.
So he forgot to change his PayPal.
Right.
He fucked up the PayPal.
So he easily could have been like, this is for me. This is the easily could have done
he,
that.
He didn't even want to fake being a cross-dresser for you.
Yeah.
He's a lying homophobe.
News. Yeah.
No Emmy offers free returns.
Oh, there we go.
If they went that route.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Doug Smith, Who Doug Smith on Instagram. Go follow. Barely Regal. That's the album. Brooke Linen, we're sponsored people. Brooke Linen, making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. You know who's going to need some Brooke Linen? this guy when he's going to find a new place because he's going to need some new sheets, okay? One-third of your life is spent in sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? In this holiday season, it's time to gift the ones you love or yourself with something a little cozier like bedding, loungewear, towels, and more. Lucky for you, Brooklinen is having their biggest sale yet this Black Friday through Cyber Monday. Home of the internet's favorite sheets, Brooklinen got over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. Here's the thing. I love Brooklinen for what they're doing. They found a better mousetrap. They were like, you want hotel quality sheets. They're like, you know what? We are going to send them to you directly from us. We'll get rid of Bed Bath & Beyond. We'll get rid of CVS. We'll get rid of Home Goods. They're out. We're selling right to you. So we don't have to pay those people anymore. And you're going to get hotel quality sheets at a great price. And I have them. They're on my bed. They're the best sheets I've ever had. I actually go buy more of them outside of the ones they gave me. I'll give that review. That's as good a review as you're going to get.
But doesn't it take the thrill out of stealing hotel sheets?
Yes. Yes, it does. But
I mean, what's more fun?
But there's nothing more fun than walking out with a trash bag with also my luggage. But you know what? I'm growing up.
Yeah.
Brooklinen has what you need. It has what you want. And if you like softness, comfort, essentials to help you relax, Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is having their biggest sale ever, and it's happening right now for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Brooklinen is so confident in their products that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get access to their biggest event and free shipping is go to Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com before December 3rd. And if you're just hearing this and it's post Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you can still use promo code JTRAIN at Brooklinen.com for 10% off and free shipping anytime. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. Get involved with Brooklinen. Doug Smith, let's do another email. You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm going casual makeout strategy and an offer to Classic Shelb.
An offer. This is
you're my favorite dynamic duo and make Tuesdays and Fridays in my windowless cubicle much better. On to the question. Recently, our group of friends has grown. One new friend in particular is super attractive. I'm not really a relationship girl. I don't want a serious relationship with him, but I'd be into casual drunk makeouts with him. What's the best way to go about this? How do you make the move for the casual makeout and then avoid awkwardness after? Thanks. P.S. Classic Shelbs. I'm attaching my Insta handle for a celeb lookalike, but also a proposition. Will you marry me? Holy shit.
Wow.
Let's take a look at what she's dealing with. So Shelby has a keen eye for what celebrities people look like. She's very cute. Okay. I already know where this is going to go. I have an idea of who she looks like. Slow down. Oh, yeah, slow down. Okay, so what do you think for casual makeout? What's a great way to casually make out with somebody?
So this is a guy that's recently joined her group of friends
yes.
that she wants to make out with, but does not want a relationship.
Yeah.
Casual make out. And this guy is, do we know anything about this guy? His status? His
Sounds
relationship
hot
status?
To me. That's it.
Yeah.
How would you make this happen?
I mean, just go for it. I mean, she sounds like she wants to treat this like most guys would want to treat it, right?
Yeah,
like,
I think what women do, I think here's one piece of advice I'll give her. Don't say what you're looking for. Stop that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of women go, I want casual, I want this, I want that, and it locks them into what they think that means.
Right.
We have to understand that words mean different things to everybody.
Yeah.
So like, you know, with people could hear everything we're talking about with nannies in Brooklinen and take that a totally different way than we're putting it out as a fun whatever we're talking about.
Yeah.
Someone hears, I want casual. I want a relaxed thing. You know, that could mean spitting on you on the way out after fucking you, or that could mean like it's a consistent hangout.
Yeah.
So stop doing that. You go in, be honest with yourself and be honest with the people around you and everything's going to work out. So if you go into this,
it's future tripping. Otherwise, you don't know how it's going to turn out. He might be the man of your dreams.
You have no idea. And, you know, to say I'm not looking for a relationship, 99% of people at some point want that.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the way it works out for you. But who knows? Right. And I think a lot of people say that to protect themselves, to not get dumped or to not get turned down. And I understand that. But when you do that, you're setting yourself up for this like locked in version of what you think relationship. And it's like, let it happen.
Yeah.
So I would DM the guy when you guys are going out. Before you're going out, here's how you let him know. You send him a DM or a text if you have his number. Hey, pumped to hang out tonight. That's all you do. When it's going to be the big group, when everyone's hanging out, hey, pumped to hang out tonight. I'll see you later. He'll go, whoa, shit. That's him getting a little ding,
yeah,
ding, ding.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, pumped to hang out tonight. I'll see you later. End it there. No more conversation, no more nothing. But the woods of the DM offer, you know, adventure.
The woods of the DM?
Yes. The DM woods. No one's saying, I can't wait to see
the
you tonight.
The thicket of DM
yeah,
forest.
But no one's saying that about the DMs and being like, oh, just a friend that wants to hang out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that is you letting them know, hey, pumped to see you.
Yeah, if a girl is hitting you up about obvious plans
yeah.
that are obviously happening, there's no reason to do that other than planting the seed.
And then you buy them a one piece.
Yeah.
Shelby, do you have a lookalike?
I was getting a Nora Jones vibe.
Nora Jones. I was looking at Olivia Munn.
Yeah, I can
yeah,
see
I was,
Olivia
I
Munn.
I was thinking that's a good one.
I think you got the Nora Jones. I never saw that coming. I like Nora Jones. Olivia Munn was I was looking at.
Let's get a close-up
of
this
cute.
Girl.
Yeah, Nora Jones makes sense, though. You're the expert. Who am I to go against you?
That's true.
But Nora Jones, Olivia Munn, she's cute. Yeah, but send out that vibe. Send out that flag. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast.
I even get a little Ellen Page in there.
Ooh,
do you see a little Ellen Page?
I see what you're talking about. I like that.
Drop a poll on the Insta story.
Throw it up. We're sponsor people. Untuck it. The holidays are almost here. Are you, and you know what that means, gifts. I wore an Untuck It shirt for the live U Up podcast in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I felt good. I felt comfortable. Here's the beauty of Untuck It. I'm a wide torsoed, short bodied man. Or no, I'm a thick torso, short torso guy. So it's yeah. hard to find a shirt that fits either crop top or dress.
You got that chode torso.
That's right.
Thick
so
on, thick and thick and thick.
Thick and thick. So I need a shirt that's going to fit me right, and it's really hard to find button downs that land on you the correct way.
Yeah.
It's always made for the tall, slender guy, and it's like, wait a minute, I want to wear a shirt yeah. untucked too.
You don't want to feel like you're wearing an evening gown.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I'm looking. So I wore it to the live U Up, and I felt really good. I got to say. And their button downs at Untuck It, it's right. And I think for your dad or your boyfriend, especially your dad, like I got my dad the linens because he's down in Florida now. He loves them.
Mm.
And you think your dad doesn't give a shit because he just doesn't know how to dress. He just puts on the Under Armour yeah. shirt for going out night.
Yeah, he gets whatever's on sale at Kohl's.
Yeah, he doesn't. But you are his fashionista, and you got to help him out. And I think Untuck It, if you go on their website, you can find some amazing items to get for your dad or brother or boyfriend or whoever it may be in your life, because I just love what they do. So whether you're looking for the perfect holiday gift or just trying to get craft a smart, relaxed style of your own, Untuck It's the way to go. Untuckit.com and use code FEATHER. That's FEATHER. That's FEATHER.
It's usually JTrain.
It's usually JTrain, but this is in the description.
FEATHER.
Untuckit.com, code FEATHER for 20% off. That's UNTUCKIT.com. Promo code FEATHER for 20% off. I gave my ghost a second chance, got ghosted again.
Gave my ghost a second chance, got ghosted again.
In December, I met someone on Tinder who I dated for about 2 months. He ghosted me 2 days before Valentine's Day. Surprise, surprise. Back in May, we rematched and he reached out to me and apologized and said it was because he got scared. He offered to take me out so we can catch up and so he could explain himself. And I said, why not? We continued a relationship without a label and the entire summer spent our birthdays with each other. Mine was May and his was September and did a lot of fun things. Fast forward to today and he's gone ghost again. Hey. We were fine on Saturday. We even spoke on the phone and everything was fine. Then he just stopped texting me. He hasn't deleted me off Snapchat yet, and that's something he did the first time. We went to his sister's wedding 2 weeks ago, and we had a great time and even took cute photo booth pictures, and it was a great time. He even finally introduced me as his girlfriend. I never pressured him about that. I'm so confused because things were great the second time around. He would call me every day, text me all day. I was even brought around his family and his three-year-old son.
What?
Many, many times. Something he's never done before. I'm just really hurt and confused, wondering what could have gone wrong. I'm hoping he needs space, but because of our past, I'm not sure. What do you think?
Three-year-old son?
Here's some pics of them being happy. There's them, too. What do you think, Doug?
He looks like a tool.
Well.
Why does he have a... Yeah, he's got a three-year-old son, and he's ghosting you. He's a piece of shit.
This is kind of the story we hear a lot.
She's obviously quite into him if she's willing to give him a second chance, mm-hmm. and he has a kid. That's a big responsibility to get into a relationship with somebody who already has a kid.
I'd say this is an extreme example of something that happens a lot. Like, it's extreme to bring you to a wedding, and then 2 weeks later, I think it takes two people to ghost.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people out there being like, I got ghosted. I'm like, well, did you text them and say, hey, I'm here. What the fuck is going on? And I just figured they would text me. And I'm like, no.
She might have given up too easily is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying too easily, but I think everyone deserves an answer. Yeah. I think there's this like gray area of like being allowed to ghost where it's like, yeah, we went on a couple dates and then we never had sex, so I just stopped. It just kind of fizzled.
Right.
And I understand that, but if you've been inside of the person, I think it's okay to double text and be like, hey, I just want to know so I can move on from my own, my own headspace.
Sure.
This is more than inside of you. This is, I've met your son.
Yeah.
And I think that at that point, I would call this guy like I was their fucking mother wondering where they were. And I'd go, hey, we have to fucking talk this out because I need to move on if this is over. But to just say, well, I'm ghosted again because you haven't heard from me. Because then every time you don't hear back on your schedule, it's you're ghosted.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're already pretty deep. If she's gone to a sister's wedding, introduced as his girlfriend, and met the kid, she's definitely got to put some heat on him about that.
Yeah.
You know?
So
your son needs to see his new mommy. Please text me back.
Show up to the kids' preschool.
Yeah.
I'm here. Are we picking him up? I thought we had a play date. So, but I think for her... What could you have done differently? There's nothing you could have gotten differently because person who ghosted once will ghost you again once you get to the place he ghosted you before.
Mm.
So it's like they're not afraid of relationships. They're afraid of being more responsible for you.
Right.
Because there's a point where they go, because a lot of people, what they do is they'll date someone, they'll ghost. When it gets a little more serious than they wanted, then they'll get lonely and they'll go, hey, I'm at the starting line again. We should start from the beginning. And then they'll get right up to where they got again, ghost again.
Yeah.
And that's because that you, and this is hard to say in here, I'm sure, you're more of a physical thing than a mental thing to them. Because when someone will leave you twice like this, you're just filling a heated body.
Yeah.
It's the same, like with women, a lot of times it's like, are you just looking for a boyfriend or do you like me? And I think for a lot of guys, it's like, are you just looking for someone to hug you and tell you you're good looking or do you like me?
Right. Well, we also don't know his relationship with his baby mama, right? He might have been burned by this woman, and now he's afraid to move forward with somebody else.
That's giving him a lot of credit.
It is.
Well, it is. And if that was his explanation, I would want that explanation given to me, and then I'd go, all right, well, good luck with that. Go see some therapy.
Yeah.
Seek out therapy, you know?
But if she's really into him, which it sounds like she is, she wants to pursue things, she needs to grab him, take him by the hand,
yeah,
and be like, hey, listen, it seems like you're afraid to move forward, but we went to this wedding. You introduced me as your girlfriend. I met your son. Clearly, there's something going on here. Do you want to move forward? Yes or no? You need to let me know. Don't waste my time.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got time for one more email.
One more email.
Doug Smith.
Do it.
At who Doug Smith. Go follow. Go support. Get involved. He's hilarious. I'll give you the choice. I feel like the dude in the relationship, power through the awkward or ignore it, buying signals or breadcrumbs, ex-situationship ruining the weekend trip. Do I have to give up casual sex with my college days? No.
I like power through the awkward or ignore it.
This is from a dude. So this past Saturday, I was hanging out with a friend and his girlfriend. His girlfriend invited a couple more people over, including her cute coworker, to watch the game. The coworker was fun, and I thought we hit it off. We talked most of the night, but I had to leave before I could get her number. The next day, I followed her on Instagram. She followed me right back. I sent her a DM saying, hey, it was great meeting you last night. Would love to grab a drink with me after work this week. I'm free Thursday, and 4 days later, still no response from her. I do think I'll run into her again when I hang out with this group, so do I just pretend it never happened or power through the awkward and try to make a joke about it? I don't want an explanation from her. I just want to know the best way to move past this without making an issue in the group. For reference, I'm 28. She's 26. Thanks for any advice.
Not as awkward as I was hoping it would be, sure. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing to power through. Just play it cool. She should be more embarrassed than he is. I mean, he reached out to her.
Yeah.
She didn't get back to him. Like, next time they hang out, she's going to be the one that's should feel uncomfortable, not him.
I like that he writes, I don't want an explanation. Like,
right.
Dude, you can't not get an explanation.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it's offered, you can't go, no, no need to tell me. It'll make you sound... yeah, it'll make you sound... like the least confident dude in the entire world. Like, no, I can live on without knowing why you don't want to date me.
Yeah.
There's no explanation. The only explanation is, hey, I have other... You don't know. Here, she might have another guy she's dealing with. She might have had a fun time with you that night and followed you back because she's like, hey, if it ends with this other guy, maybe this is a guy that I can jump to later in life. You have no idea of her situation.
Right.
So you don't have to go, no, I don't want to hear your explanation. Like, whatever explanation there is, it has nothing to do with you as...
Yeah,
as a good enough person to be dated.
Exactly.
That has nothing
yeah.
to do with that.
Yeah.
What I would say to you next time you hang out in a big group, I would just be cool. I wouldn't even be cool. It doesn't have to be the first. Don't make it the first thing you say. Hey, I messaged you. What's up? Hang out. Have a few drinks. Have as good a time as last time. At some point in the night, you can go, hey, I sent you a message. Totally cool. If you don't want to get a drink, I just want to let you know, like, no hard feelings. That's all you have to say.
Yeah.
Totally cool. I understand. Everyone's got their shit going on. I would even get ahead of it. Hey, I'm sure you got other stuff going on, or maybe you're seeing someone. So I just want to let you know, like, no hard feelings. We're totally cool.
Right.
Let it come later.
Yeah.
If it comes up at all.
Right.
That's, like, my thing. Because, like, then she goes... You know, no, I saw it, and I, you know, I was busy. She'll give an excuse, train. You go, no, listen, I'm here.
Yeah, say something to her in person. Watch her squirm.
Yeah, but then you go, and then here's the most confident way to play it. Yeah, cool. If you ever want to let you know how to get in touch with me,
right?
And then it's like, wow, because he doesn't need you know.
Yeah. That. It makes him more appealing, if anything.
Absolutely, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Do we have a minute for news?
We do.
Let's do some news.
News.
Well, we talked about weed on last week's
getting high
with Aaron Berg.
Yep.
And I believe he brought up CBD.
CBD. Are you a user? We are fans of feels here.
We like, love them.
We love feels. I like it.
CBD?
I think I'm more like aware. It's a weird...
I've only taken it once. I feel like I didn't really notice the effects.
You're a weed smoker.
Yeah, I smoke tons. I actually have... It's been 2 months that I haven't been drinking.
Oh, no booze.
So I think I'm done. I'm pretty... I don't want to get ahead of myself, but sure. I think I'm done drinking.
Done drinking.
I think
Whoa,
so, yeah.
That's something. Wow, that's big stuff.
That is something.
But I've been smoking... copious amounts of weed.
Yeah.
I mean, I already was.
How do you do it with the kid?
I mean, I'm not. I don't smoke during the day. It's like a nighttime.
Do you blow
thing.
It in his face like the dog? Yeah. And you're like, let's see.
What asleep. Asleep.
So, like, what do you like? It's an
you know, and after it, when he goes to bed,
is the baby funnier when you're high? Like,
yeah, he certainly thinks I'm funnier.
Yeah,
story time is very exciting. That,
get real creative.
So many voices.
I would assume all those kids' books were written when the guy was on fucking mushrooms or weed or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. Dr. Seuss is definitely on acid.
Ooh, you know, like making up names, the Doily Woilies, you know, like,
yeah,
it's like, yeah, I don't know, my kids laugh
just drawing all his hallucinations.
Yeah,
no, it definitely can make you a more I try not to really be high around him too much, but I'm also kind of trying to come to terms with the fact that I don't want to feel shame about it. And,
sure. I mean, you want to make it like into like a glass of wine type of thing. I would,
exactly.
That's kind of
yeah.
what we're moving towards, where our kids are going to go, yeah, dad comes home and takes a puff of his
yeah.
pipe,
absolutely.
Of his corn cob pipe. And,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, the nanny sets it up on the table.
Yeah. I'll leave it to the pros.
Yeah. So what's going on in the CBD
make sure
world?
It burn right, man.
So you've seen like on social media sometimes police Twitter accounts will like post pics of like things they've busted people with.
Yeah, you'll sometimes get the picture of the police officer in front of like 30 kilos of coke with gun up, and it's
sure.
like their big moment. Yeah, yeah, I've seen those pictures.
Well, the New York Police 75th Precinct
okay.
in Brooklyn
shout out
posted a pic last week. Said officers Greenidge and Ganshaw use precision policing and relentless follow-up, along with a great working relationship with FedEx and other local law enforcement officials, to confiscate 106 pounds of marijuana that was destined for our city streets. And they posted a pic.
Okay,
a lot of
marijuana
destined,
bundles.
What could have been Greenidge and wait, what are their names? Greenidge and what?
What could have been?
Greenidge and Gant. It's the most Cheech and Chong sounding cop duo I've ever heard. Officer
also,
Greenidge.
What, like, we're isn't this laughable? Like, they're posting this as a brag?
Yeah.
Like we're sitting there like, wouldn't you stop a bunch of teenagers from giggling? Like, yeah. What's going on? What has been ended?
The owner of the alleged marijuana had the last laugh because it was actually 106 pounds of completely legal hemp.
That was, so it wasn't real?
That was destined for his own business, a CBD company for pets.
For CBD pets. For pets.
It just kind of shows how fucked up all of this, like, you know, marijuana crackdown stuff is. Like, this was meant for all the dogs in Park Slope.
Yeah.
Like this was meant for, like, the richest dogs.
Right.
Like CBD oil for your pets.
Some,
are we out of our fucking minds?
Some poor Labradoodle is still waiting on the corner.
Some anxious
with his panic
lab.
Disorder.
Like, this is insane. Yeah. This is crazy. The weed thing, I don't know who we're saving. Listen. Someone could go, well, my friend had a problem. You could have a problem with anything. I could have a problem with fucking baked Lays. You know, like, I could have too much of anything. Like, you know, like, this isn't, you know, this is just one of those things that you're like, what are we putting our concentration into?
The arrests stem from a tip from a narc FedEx worker who suspected the plants in a delivery were marijuana.
Yeah, he smelled a bunch of fucking weed. He's like, something smells funky.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some money from the cops because there might be a tip line or some shit.
Yeah, what other reason would he have to rat
to like,
that out?
Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
What a fucking dweeb.
Snitches get stitches,
that's
remember
right.
that?
Yeah.
Or they get a check from the New York State government from all of our pockets. So let's do one more story, then we're going to go.
You got it.
Can I tell you something real quick related
sure.
to...
Please.
Dude, last night I was in a bar. I was at a bar... In Park Slope,
with a kid at home?
Drinking a seltzer.
Okay,
you know the wife is home with the kid.
Weed,
I leave him alone
bars.
Sometimes, but yeah. So I'm outside with two buddies. We're smoking a joint. This car rolls up, an unmarked car, and they're kind of looking at us. Then they pull around another parked car right up onto the corner, and a dude leans out. I think they're cops. I mean, they're wearing all blue. I don't see any badges or anything, but one dude's wearing a hat that says police on the hat.
Okay.
And he goes, what are you guys smoking? I ignore him. Hey, what are you guys smoking? I say, it's a cigarette. Looks like a joint to me. My buddies are completely silent. They're terrified. I just go, I roll my own cigarettes. And he looks at me, pause, and they just turn and drove off.
That's it.
Yeah. I was so proud of myself for handling that cool.
Cool,
you know?
Calm, and collected.
I didn't panic. I didn't flick it. I didn't eat it.
No.
You know?
Well, I think also that has something to do with like how weed is, it's fine.
Right.
Isn't it decriminalized?
Yeah, that's
the
what I was going to say. Can't you like do that now?
That happened to me in college. One time I was at a tailgate and we used to open the car doors to pee.
Yeah.
So we would take the door to like the truck that was at the tailgate, open it, and you'd pee between the driver's side seat
and
the
back
door.
Yeah. So it's like your own little urinal.
Little urinal.
Yeah.
So I'm peeing in this little V that I've created, and all of a sudden a cop comes up to me and goes, sir, going to need your license. And I look back, and I see the cop, and I'm like, okay. And I go, yeah, hold on 1 second. And I finish my pee. I come out, and he goes, were you drinking? And I'm like, just peeing. And he's like, not drinking? I go, is there anything in my hand? He goes,
your dick.
That's right. I was saved by my dick because I got public urination, no underage.
Oh, wow.
So that saved me.
That was the lesser of two evils.
Exactly.
Wow. Sometimes, look at you.
That's why that dude should have said that he wears a woman's bathing suit around the house.
Yeah.
And that would have saved his marriage.
Right.
But we ended that today. What's the other story?
Take one on the chin, man.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The cool cast.
You guys are fans of gender reveals, no?
Dude, people are getting killed by these. Did you know there was some family in like Iowa who did like some sort of confetti popper and it killed the great aunt?
None of this surprises me. Is that the story you're going to talk about?
Earlier this year, we did one with like an explosion that set off a big forest fire.
I actually
think a gender reveal is fun to watch from my couch.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to your fucking gender reveal party. I do want to see the creative ways you reveal the gender. I also want to watch the husband's reaction to having a girl as opposed to a boy or vice versa. I want to see all that stuff. I don't want to have to leave my house to do it.
Yeah.
So I do understand that where these gender reveals, here's the thing. And this is relevant to all of our lives. We have to admit to the incentive of a like. We have to admit that there is an economy of likes that people are going after. So, because if we don't admit it, the crazy people win. The people that go, oh, we just do this gender reveal for ourselves.
Yeah.
We just had a plane crash in the desert and give off pink sparklers
for us. For our own amusement.
No. You did this to one up the last person so that you'll get the most likes and you're the most talked about and so that you can get the fucking dopamine in your brain that releases every time you open up Instagram and get a fucking red thing in the corner. So that's okay.
Yeah.
But let's admit to that. Because it's going to keep getting weirder. Remember when Michael Jackson dangled his baby off
the... Of course, yeah.
Yeah, we were all horrified. Today we'd be like, wow, that was that was going to be my first birthday picture.
What's the reveal? Will I drop him? Will I not?
Yeah.
I want to see the baby do the gender reveal. I want to see a baby come out of the womb with his shit tucked back. And they're
gotcha.
Like, it's a girl. And he's like, pow.
Yeah. There you go. What was this bullshit one?
Well, in Turkey, Texas, it's about 300 miles northwest of Dallas, they took one of those like prop planes, a crop dusting plane, and put 350 gallons of water dyed pink.
Okay.
And we're going to release it over a field.
This seems harmless to me. Okay, yeah.
Also sounds like a ridiculous waste of funds.
But after releasing the water, the single seat plane got too slow and crashed.
Well, I guess the prayers of a underwatered nation was answered.
Yeah.
a nation
divine intervention.
Yeah, a nation going through a drought.
Yeah.
I guess their God is working overtime because he
you can
came
spare this
that.
Much water. We're going to spare one pilot.
One life.
Yeah.
We will. Somewhere in Ethiopia, a tribe celebrates. Yeah. You know, like it's sitting there going, we did it.
Yeah.
We got what we wanted. You get your gender reveal. Well, we get one death. We get the blood. So I listen, all's well, it ends well, I guess. So
great news. He's just probably paralyzed.
Oh, okay. Good. He's alive. Thanks, Shelby, for bringing the news.
They find they find the black box. I'm dying.
The black box. It's a girl, you piece of shit. Yeah.
Shelby. I didn't even like you. What am I doing?
Give it a at Classic Shelby on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Doug Smith, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, man. Always a pleasure.
At Who Doug Smith on Instagram. Barely Regal. That's the album. Pre-order pre-order November 26th. The release is December 3rd. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep sending those emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
Great job, JTrain. Another perfect episode.